Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Gird Kaabe ke phiraya, main to is qabil na tha. Gird Kaabe ke phiraya, main to is qabil na tha. Apna deewana banaya, main to is qabil na tha. Apna deewana banaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Dal di thandak mere seene mein tune saqiya, dal di thandak mere seene mein tune saqiya. Apne seene se lagaya, main to is qabil na tha. Apne seene se lagaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Muddaton ki pyaas ko serab tune kar diya, muddaton ki pyaas ko serab tune kar diya. Jaam zamzam ka pilaya, main to is qabil na tha. Jaam zamzam ka pilaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Teri rahmat teri shafqat se hua mujhko naseeb, teri rahmat teri shafqat se hua mujhko naseeb. Gumbad-e-Khazra ka saaya, main to is qabil na tha. Gumbad-e-Khazra ka saaya, main to is
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 9th of Rabiul Awal 1447, corresponding to Tuesday the 2nd of September 2025. Today's topic inshallah is going to be on a peer pressure. Something that when we were growing up as little kids and young adults growing up into this world, and we were peer pressured to do many, many things in our life. Things that we weren't happy and we regret, now that we have grown up, we have understood life, and we had our elders to bring us back on the correct path. Some of us maybe deviated, and alhamdulillah, we were brought back onto the straight path, and we understood that, you know what, whatever mistakes and whatever sin that we committed, Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah will forgive us. But today, inshallah, we're going to be diving in and we're going to be discussing peer pressure and how it affects our youth of today. You know, going to schools and various institutions, you enter into a world that you are not familiarized with, and it's also based on the friends and the company that you keep. It is very important that we choose our friends, we choose our colleagues, and we choose the people that we hang out with, because that can shape our life and determine what type of a person we become in the end. Now let us look at some of examples and how can we protect ourselves from this thing called peer pressure. Now let's look at it. Have you ever done anything that you've regretted in the past, or now even in this recent time? Because you know, this world and the zamana that we are living in is so messed up, if I could put it that way. It's because it is so dangerous, and also for our youth, they get engulfed in so many things that would be detrimental to their life, and that's why we need to, they might think that we would keep a hold on to them, but in actual fact we are protecting them from the vices and the sin, because sin has become so ripe and so prevalent in today's time that some people will say, ah, you know what, it's just a norm. They would regard it as a norm, but no, we cannot regard it as a norm, because we have to protect our children, we have to protect everybody. And they, our youth, are our leaders and our future. And if we allow it and to say that, you know what, it's a norm, we are destroying the future of our children. Now, have you done something that just to fit in with the cool kids or with the cool company? They'll tell you, you know what, let's do this here. And you don't want to do it. Now you're going to be mocked at. And you're going to say, ah, you know what, you are not part of us. Now you feel that if I don't do it, then I'm going to be left as a loner. But always remember, my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we are never alone. People may leave us, creation will leave us, families, friends, colleagues, everyone will leave us, but always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be there with us, no matter what. He is our creator, He is our sustainer, our nourisher. He will provide for us. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that we are closer to you than your own jugular vein. Now imagine, the musalla, the masajid, is the best place to pour your heart out. If you are feeling alone, go to the masjid, pray 2 rakat salatul hajat, beseech Almighty Allah's help. Ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, through your ghaibi madad, Ya Allah, Ya Fattahu, Ya Wahhab, call out to His beautiful names. Say, Ya Allah, I am in need of your help. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Whatever problems you are going through, Allah Ta'ala will assist you. Allah Ta'ala will guide you. Allah Ta'ala helped the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam in the previous times. If Allah Ta'ala is there, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam until the last creation, until Yawm al-Qiyamah, what makes you think Allah Ta'ala will not help you and not assist you? Allah Ta'ala is mighty, He's so powerful. Allah Ta'ala says, Kun fayakun. So don't ever feel that, you know what, you want to impress people. No, we must never impress makhluk. We must never try to impress creation and people. At the end of the day, what they're going to say, what you going to think in your mind, what will people say? You don't have to worry what people say. There are other people who are going to put food on your table. They are not paying your bills. The only divine being that you need to please is Almighty Allah. Because at the end of the day, on the day of Qiyamah, your a'mal, your actions are going to be judged and weighed. And that will determine fi nari jahannam or Allahumma inni as'aluka jannata al-firdaws al-a'la. That's what we attain for. We all make dua that Ya Allah, grant me afia in this world. When we say afia, we ask Allah Ta'ala for peace, for contentment, for help. Allahumma inni as'aluka jannata al-firdaws al-a'la. Ya Allah, grant me the Jannat al-Firdaws. That's what we are here for. This world is but a temporary place. It's not even significant to the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah. That's why it's important that we should strive for Jannat al-Firdaws. That is our final abode, and that is what our goal is. We must always have this picture that this is the goal that I'm going for. If a person says, you're not part of my group, or I don't want to associate myself with you because they wanted you to do something that was not within the accordance and according to the Sharia and Islamic law, they weren't your friends in the first place. A true friend is someone who will pick up the phone and ask you, you ready for Maghrib? Are you ready for Salah? You know, let's go to Islamic gathering. Let's go for a lecture. Let's go for a dhikr. That is your true friend. Because a friend like that is a person who constantly reminds you of Almighty Allah. Imagine you having a friend that doesn't remind you of Almighty Allah. A friend that invites you to sin on a constant basis. Will that friend take you to Jannah or Jahannam? What type of a friend in this world do you want? Do you want someone who's going to increase your iman, increase your deen, increase your a'mal, that always remembers you or always reminds you of the greatness of Almighty Allah? They'll message and ask you, did you read your Quran today? Did you read Surah Yasin in the morning? That is a true friend. Not somebody who will peer pressure you into do something to be detrimental to your life, to your iman. Allahu Akbar, Allah save us, Allah protect us. But imagine if your life is taken away when you are doing an action of sin. They say something to the effect that your body will rise up in the action that you passed away in. I stand to be corrected. But you know, let us not pass away, or let not Malakul Maut take us in a place where it's displeasing to Almighty Allah. You know, they always say, Ya Allah, in the Jummah khutbah, they say, O Allah, take us in the time when you are happy to meet us and we are happy to meet you. That is a time when you know you've scored in life, you've won in life, is when you pass away in a place, in a situation, and you pass away with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you know, now that we look at like last week Friday, I spoke to Yusuf Ali and I was telling him we were discussing peer pressure also on the show. And now the grade 7s going into grade 8. You're going to go into a time, something very different. You're going to sort of mature, because now you're going to high school. You're no more going into that school, into that primary school phase. Now you're going into a secondary phase. First it was primary phase, now it's secondary phase. Now the secondary phase is, this is the moment from grade 8 to grade 12. Is where you will mold and shape your life for the future. This is what you become. This is the person who you become. And you determine what you become after school. And yes, school, your friends are there. But your friends are not your friends. If they could be studying at home. They could be acing it. But remember, you need to put your foot on the ground. You need to put your head into that book and you need to learn. Because your friends are going to peer pressure you. Come Friday night, Saturday night, they want to go out. They've got assignments due on Monday. They must have already did it. But they won't tell you this. Rather, they will tell you to come out. You never do it. So now what's going to happen? You're going to settle the problem Monday morning. You see they all give the assignments. But yet you were out there with them on Friday and Saturday. Huh? This is the thing, my dear respected listeners and my dear respected youth. Check your friends, check your circle, who they are. then we should always remind you of Almighty Allah. Yes, you can have clean fun, but within the lines and the cordons of Sharia, we do not want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. We do not want to make Allah ta'ala upset and naraz. Because if Allah ta'ala pulls that string from us, we are doomed. We do not want that there. And peer pressure is the influence when you're exerted by another group to change, to fit in, to be part of that clique, to be part of that clan. Now, why must you change the person you are? The person should love you for who you are and not for anything else. You should be loved for who you are, not to change to fit into a group. No. You are the most perfect creation of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala created you in this form, in the shape. Allah Ta'ala knew. And Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing, all-seeing. So that's why you shouldn't change for anybody but yourself. Spiritually grow yourself. Become a better version of yourself. Try to increase our salawat. You know, salawat and astaghfar are the most powerful things. Also try to read your Quran tilawat as well. Even if it's a few ayat in a day, but you will see how your day starts, how your day changes. If you remember the one whose soul is in his hands, life and death is in his hands. If we put that into action, if you have that mindset that Ya Allah, you are the one who controls everything of ours, you will see how our life will change. That's why I'm telling you, don't worry about makhluk. Don't worry about people. People will disappoint day in and day out. But Almighty Allah will never. Allah Ta'ala is there for us in every way, in every shape and form. Now let's look at acknowledging the dual nature of peer pressure. When you look at dual nature of peer pressure, now we only speak, I was only telling you about the negativity, right? Because that's what happens initially. People will put pressure on you to do negative things, to do the wrong things. But on the flip side, let's look at the positive side of peer pressure. When somebody pressurizes you, what is pressure? Pressure is to exert something onto a foreign object. You know that saying they always that quote that they always say, when a rock is under immense pressure, it turns out to be a diamond. Because when a rock, a material or a mineral, when you see a diamond, it's covered in rock, it's covered in this soil, you know, the true form is not there. But when it goes under this pressure, it goes under this carving, cutting, shaping, what do you get from a rock that you found in the sea, in the ocean, in the river? After some cleaning, after some pressurizing, after some cutting, you will find that its value increased. And that is the positive pressure. When you got the positive pressure, when you have a positive pressure, people who are there giving you good pressure to build you up as a person, you will see how you will outshine. Maybe as insan, we think, you know what? This person here is always talking about doing this and he's like nagging. But it's not a nag, my dear respected listeners. No. That same nagging, that same taunting is allowing you to build as a person, to shape you as a better person, because they want to see you succeed in life. Because that's what we always want for our fellow Muslim brothers. We want to succeed in life. Now, we're going to understand or dive into the question why. Why do we give in to peer pressure? What makes us so vulnerable that when somebody... Now we're going to look at the negative and you're going to look at the positive. But I think I covered that negative part as to why. Because now you want to be part of the cool clique, as to say. And when you give into the pressure, into the peer pressure, you don't want to disappoint them and you don't want to feel rejected, because psychologically it's going to start affecting you. Look at it when you're in school. If you don't do something that is not, you feel that is not right, doesn't the whole school start talking about it? And the whole crowd, that when you walk into school, you cannot show your face, because why? The rumor has started that so and so never did this year. And for the school, it will be like a norm. But to you as a person, you as an individual, it's hurtful. And now you don't know how to show your face. So now you're going to go into that peer pressure to get rid of everybody of taunting you and do what you didn't want to do. But why? Why you want to do it in the first place? Like I said, we created to please Almighty Allah and not makhluk and not creation. And when you give in to negativity, and this can lead to compromising your values, your ethics, and getting involved in things that you didn't want to and you weren't even going to get involved in it. A perfect example, right? You're now at the age of 14, 15, and your friends start to smoke. They meet them on a weekend. They don't know. They duck and dive. They go into the corners and they light that cigarette. And you over there watching. And the one friend tells you, don't be a sissy. Take one pull. Now imagine. First he taunts you and tells you, don't be a sissy. Don't be a girl. And take one pull. That one pull of that cigarette, it will damage you for the rest of your life. Same story with drugs. When a person tells you, take one puff. You've never did such things in your life. And now, because of the one puff, now you're addicted to it. Now you don't know what to do. You want more and more, because now you've got that sort of immune, sort of that build-up, that dopamine that gives you that rush. That temporary rush that you enjoyed, that you were lacking, that you were desiring. But that same rush, that same enthusiasm you could have gotten in the masjid, in the musalla. Why? Because through the help of Almighty Allah you have gotten it. But now, your friends have pressurized you into doing such things. And now you are stuck in that loop. And once you're in that loop, it's very hard to get out. You need to seek help. And with willpower and positive peer pressure, we will be able to get out of this loop. And with this happening on this peer pressure, it will affect your marks, it will affect your career, and then you will start developing things like, you will lose yourself in the whole rush, and you are not at that age to start losing yourself. You're supposed to keep strong, grounded, and that's what you're supposed to be, because we are a perfect insan, human beings. We are the best of creation. We cannot lose ourselves, because how can we lose ourselves? Then you're going to stop reading our salah, stop reading our Quran, then you're going to start get eating disorder, and then you're going to start getting sick. Why? Look where it starts off, from a peer pressure. From peer pressure. But there's also a good side to peer pressure, the positive side, when it increases and it helps you build as a person. So, if the problem is so common, how come is there no solution? There is. There's always, behind every problem, there's always a solution. Quran, Sunnah, Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us that way of life. That we should follow the Quran, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, before I leave two things, the Quran and Sunnah. And if you don't deviate from it, you will be successful in this world and in the Akhirat. And Islam doesn't just address the symptoms of peer pressure, it provides a cure for its root causes. And always remember, our strength comes from not from the approval of people, but from our connection with Allah. I've been saying this so many times. We don't need approval of people. We don't need people to agree with our standards of what we do. As long as Almighty Allah is happy with us, nobody else matters. Because at the end of the day, on the day of Qiyamah, when we have been judged, is between you and Almighty Allah. You know, you have to say, that's between him and Allah. If you see the person doing wrong, why couldn't you step in and say, my brother, what you are doing is wrong. Assist the brother, assist the sister, help them. Don't say that's between you and Allah. You're going to let that person run until they fall into the trap. Then it'll be too late. Yet you knew about it, but you couldn't do anything. You could do something, but you chose not to. Now what type of a Muslim pastor, what type of a Muslim are you that you couldn't save your fellow human being, your fellow Muslim from the trap? Because why? It boils down to peer pressure. They were pressurized in doing something that they didn't want to. And now they're stuck in that loop. A person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person is on the religion of his friend. So let each of you look at whom ye be friends. Friends are very, very important, my dear respected listeners. Your friends determine your future. Your friends determine your future. So that's why it's very important that we choose our friends, even in school. When you go out of school, then you come into the real world. Then you meet other kind people, then you come into tertiary. And then you come into the real life. Not be in school from a certain hours or so many hours you sit behind the desk. No. Now, the world is yours to explore. Now it's up to you how you choose to handle it. There is no lock and key on you. As a Muslim, yes, you have to protect your identity as a Muslim. But you can go wherever you want. But that will determine how you go out there and how you show the people that, yes, I am a Muslim. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we return, we'll continue with our program.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai tera Khudaya, main to is qabil na tha.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Welcome back to our show, and we were discussing the topic on peer pressure and how to choose your friends and the people that you hang out with and your circle, and also the negative peer pressure and the positive peer pressure. Now, when you look at a Muslim identity from a peer pressure perspective, someone, say for example, right, that you were gone a little bit off track. It happens to all of us. It is normal. It happens. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. We are insan. Sometimes we deviate, but remember, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us to come back. Turn to Him. Allah Ta'ala runs towards us when we walk towards Him. And that is the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive, because Shaitan asked for respite. He told Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wants respite till the day of Qiyamah, that he will deviate and he will take us astray. Allah ta'ala said, you may do what you want, but my servant, my banda, will always come back to me, and I am open, willingly to forgive them. But they say various sins that it is unforgivable. And that once the one person is ascribing partners with Almighty Allah and committing shirk, that is the most heinous crime, and Allah Ta'ala will never forgive us. That is one sin. Allah Ta'ala will never ever forgive us. Ascribing partners to Almighty Allah. Look at the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was pressured by a powerful woman, the woman who was the wife of the king, the ruler, the pharaoh at the time, to commit adultery. But look at his taqwa, look at his piety. First, he was a Nabi. He was a messenger of Almighty Allah. And this woman tried to seduce him because of his beauty. And he kept running and says, Allah is watching, Allah is he's seen. And look how Allah Ta'ala protected and saved his izzat. And by, there was a scholar at the time, and he says, if the shirt was torn from the front, Yusuf is speaking. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, was speaking la lie. But if he's torn from the back, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking the truth. And indeed, his shirt was torn from the back. And that's why his wife, the Pharaoh's wife or the king's wife tried to seduce him. He could have easily given in, but he remembered that Allah Ta'ala is all seen. Even if there was just the two of them in the room, he knew that Allah Ta'ala is watching. Allah is all seen. Your identity is not based on your trend or the things you see on social media and to be part of the cool kids. Your submission, your identity is to the submission to the Creator, Almighty Allah. That's why when people say, you know what? You are not, you're too good for us. Then you say, yeah, I know I'm too good for you because I am not willing to engage in an act that will be detrimental to my well-being. That it's like a credit card. You buy now and you pay later. That's like sin. You use it now. You do your sin now, but you're going to pay for it later. Allah Ta'ala will let you say, run, run, run. But when Allah Ta'ala pulls that string, you're going to fall hard. Why? Because you think nothing's going to happen to you. Yeah, you carry on, live your life. But the thing is, my dear respected listeners, we need to turn back to Almighty Allah. We need to change our life before it's too late. Because when Allah Ta'ala is naraz, when Allah Ta'ala leaves us, if Allah Ta'ala, imagine my dear respected listeners, if Allah Ta'ala leaves us, where are we to go? Who are we to turn to? Who do we fall to? Who do we prostrate to? Who is going to listen to us if Allah Ta'ala leaves us? May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and give us and protect us from all these harms, all these desires, the nafs, shaitan. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And we all have, like I was mentioning about nafs and shaitan, we all have this internal struggle that we fight on a daily basis. The first struggle that we fight for the day, and we all are guilty of it, is to wake up for Fajr Salah. How many of us fight with that blanket? That 5 minutes sleep is so... That 5 minutes sleep, when you put that snooze button, that alarm, and you press snooze, you say, you know what, I'm going to wake up just now. But do we really wake up for time of Fajr? Because we put the snooze button, we go back to the dream that we were having. Shaitan is busy enjoying himself. You're anything in your ear. Why don't you get up for Fajr? There we lost that beautiful Mubarak, the barakah full time. And that is at the time of Fajr. The nafs is something, our desires, our cardinal desires as well. It is so strong, but we are stronger than it. And remember, try to read Astaghfirullah. Try to think of the evil and the damage it will cause to you as a Muslim if you allow your nafs to control you. You're going to let your nafs control you. You're going to pass away in a wrong place. Then it'll be too late, my dear respected listeners. That's why we should always be in the remembrance, constant zikr and remembrance of Almighty Allah. That, Ya Allah, you protect me from all evil, all sin. That's what we want. We want Allah Ta'ala to protect each and every one of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time. And this is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the news with Maulana Zayed Khan. And thereafter, it will be the bliss of marriage with Maulana Zaid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Thereafter, 12 to 1 will be the mid-morning show with Alpha Sinkosi. And from 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah. And thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the Tafsir of Surah An-Nisa. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7, Mulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir you're going to hear from 1 to 1:30. Remember, my dear respected listeners, from now, from today until Sunday or Saturday, our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab will be in KwaZulu-Natal for his KZN Rabi'ul Awwal lecture tour. So therefore, 7:30 to 9, inshallah, 7:30 to 9 will be the various programs that will be taking place. Inshallah, Mufti Saab will be at the Umshlanga Masjid tonight, inshallah, from 7:30 after Isha Salah until 9 p.m. Then from 9 to 10, the program will continue as normal. So from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.